As the number one selling walk-in tub in North America, SafeStep walk-in tubs are built to maximize your safety and comfort. Each tub comes standard with a dual hydrotherapy system, so you can enjoy the luxuries of bathing comfortably at home. Soothing jets increase mobility and ease pain, while the rainfall shower head refreshes you from head to toe. Visit SafeStepTub.com today to request your free quote and ask about our special offers.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You thought the Karen Reed case couldn't get any more tangled. Guess what? This week, a stunning revelation rocked the courtroom, one so serious that Judge Beverly Cano abruptly halted proceedings, citing, quote, grave concern over new evidence. At the center of the latest controversy, undisclosed communications between the defense and ARCA's expert witnesses, sparking allegations of witness coaching and hidden financial ties. This could change the entire trajectory of the retrial, depending on what Judge Beverly decides. Joining us today, retired FBI special agent and host of the Break the Case podcast, Jennifer Coffendaffer. Jennifer, when you saw Judge Cano react as strongly as she did the other day to that information, literally shaking, you could hear the trembling in her voice. What does that signal to you? Are we looking at a major ethical misstep here, or could this be maybe an overreaction? I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Well, Judge Cannoni is a very experienced judge. She's been on the bench for years. She was an experienced, actually, defense lawyer, not a prosecutor. And so to see this visceral reaction from her told me a lot. It told me that what she believes happened is something that is going to be so egregious that it's going to cause her to have to take action that is going to affect Karen Reed's trial. And she doesn't want to do that, meaning she doesn't want to affect Karen Reed's trial. But I think she sees that she's going to have to act on this information.
Like almost there's just no choice. It's like, here comes the train. It's about to barrel into things and we got to push some stuff off the tracks. There's nothing that she can do about it, it seems, at this point. What, I mean, obviously at the heart of this is the ARCA, which is accident reconstruction folks, working directly with the defense of Karen Reed. Initially, they are basically brought in by the state. They did their study and basically said, here you go, guys, go. Here's your information. You can use it as you will. This is what we have found. Of course, they could be called on either way if they wanted to. But the argument comes in stating that basically they were then retained by the defense, but the defense never notified the court that they retained them or the court itself. Leaving kind of a question to that jury of, is this unbiased testimony that we're getting here, or is this specifically, you know, bought and paid for by the defense? Take me to that area and where all this blows up and where the big concerns are for you.
Right. There's a lot of issues. First of all, let's start with the fact that they were initially paid for and hired by the United States government, mm-hmm. the Department of Justice. And so when all of that information was turned over, about 4,000 pages to the prosecution, to the defense, and to Judge Cannoni, there were very specific rules regarding this TUI information. And one had to do with really the communication that would take place between different individuals or witnesses and reports related to that TUI combined with the defense and prosecutors. So that's the initial possible breach here, is that they had these communications. Then you look at the testimony, Tony. Mm-hmm. It was crystal clear. Alan Jackson asked Wolf, who is one of the ARCA expert, I've got that in quotes, witnesses, who says that he hasn't been paid, hasn't been retained, they haven't spoken. I mean, he's asked these questions point blank because he's asking them because of the TUI requirements. Mm-hmm. So it's complicated. Then the judge then has asked earlier, and those are all recorded, as to whether AJ ever consulted with these individuals or paid them individual, and he point blank says no. And so now we have an email, apparently more than one, from the defense that was provided, I mean, from the defense pursuant to discovery. And I keep wondering if some clerk of AJ's, you know, AJ wouldn't have put all this together, gave this and is now in a lot of trouble, when really they did legally what they had to do, which was provide this discovery. But this discovery is huge because it shows over $20,000 that apparently was paid. There is a contract, agreement that experts always enter into. You don't enter into an agreement with attorneys without an expert contract. And further, that there were particular discussions about, as an example, that usually it's nighttime when pedestrian and vehicular accidents happen. And they talk about, well, you want me to just keep that out? Things like that, mm-hmm. which shows manipulation of testimony bought and paid for rather than true testimony from an expert.
And that's where it gets really disturbing, because, I mean, it looks like there were, you know, some rules followed here. But then, I mean, is this dropping the ball? Is this like an assistant somewhere that just didn't get the right information where it should go, so everybody knew that everybody was on the same page? Or is this like a blatant, we're trying to be deceptive? I'd be kind of shocked by that, just considering who the attorney is. I mean, he's not someone who, I think, he's not the type that would do something that's going to put his career in jeopardy. This is not, you know, Saul Goodman operating out of the mini mall.
Well, a couple of things. I actually was saying tongue in cheek. The defense even know that this was in the discovery package? I say that tongue in cheek.
No.
Certainly it should have been, because again, that is required under the rules of discovery. So they did the right thing turning it over. But the problem isn't turning over the information. They did that right. The problem is what the information conveys, Tony. And if he lied to Judge Cannone, mm-hmm. remember, he is a pro hac vice attorney, meaning he is allowed to practice in Massachusetts in her courtroom only by her good graces. Mm-hmm. And so he isn't even a Massachusetts attorney.
He's from
California. So that's the interesting part. Will she revoke that if he can't explain his way out of this? And it's on tape, Tony, his assertions to the court.
Do you think he will be able to explain his way out of it to Judge Cannone's satisfaction if this was just, look, an oversight? People are human. Shit, this looks really, really bad. But look, we're not trying to play that game with you.
Well, you can't have an oversight when you pay somebody over $20,000.
Sure.
You can't oversight when you enter into an expert agreement with somebody. You can't have an oversight when you have emails discussing testimony and then you tell the court you didn't pay them, you never had any discussions, and they're not in under your employment. So that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Everything you said, I don't know how you undo that.
Where do you think this goes from here when Judge Bev is back here and everybody's back in court? I believe on the 25th is the planned time as of now. What do you think we're going to see happen?
Well, Judge Cannone, as we've all seen and watched her, she takes her time. She wants to get all the facts. She's going to take a lot of time to make sure that AJ, Alan Jackson, David Jannetty, that they get to say their side of the story. And, to me, this better be a moment when these attorneys, because I've seen this happen before where they get sideways with a judge, they better get up there, fall on the sword, act contrite, and say, I am so sorry. You're right. We're caught. We did this. We have absolutely no excuse. And in the interest of Karen Reed's Sixth Amendment rights, you can't remove us from this case. You just can't do it. It would cause a legitimate appeal. It wouldn't be in the interest of justice. That outweighs our wrongdoing. That's what that's the only thing I think they can do.
How do you think she would rule on something like that? Considering her initial comments, granted they were kind of made, in that moment of shock where she's literally shaking, saying how this could have very significant impacts on the defense of Karen Reed. Is a calmer mind going to take place here, or do we need a calmer mind? Is she really, she's in complete rights even after all this has calmed down to go, look, you can't be here anymore. The Sixth Amendment be damned. Like, you've done something that just violates this too far.
Well, I think she will make no ruling on the 25th. I think we will see a ruling down the road. That's her MO. She thinks about it. She looks at everything. She likely consults, of course, with the law. She consults with her cohorts. And I think she's going to make a ruling later because this is going to have huge effect either way. If Jannetty, remember, Jannetty is not in the clear on this, by the way.
Yeah.
If Jannetty and Jackson are allowed to stay on the case, oh my gosh. I mean, that would be jaw dropping, in my opinion. Jannetty more so, or Jackson more so than Jannetty, because he's pro hoc vice, right? That's an easier out.
Yeah.
You're done. Go back to California.
She can just revoke it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just don't understand how anything other than that could happen. And then I think also there should be a complaint to the bar regarding this. I just don't see any way around this. And I've seen people say, well, it was for travel expenses. No, the question was, did you pay them? And plus, then where's this agreement coming from?
Yeah.
And I tell you, a lot of people say, well, maybe it's for the second trial. No, no, no. You don't get to get paid before your expert services other than your retainer, which is usually around figure, $5,000, $10,000,
yeah.
That you estimate you're going to be using. So, no, this is from trial one. I assure you of that.
And if it is from trial one, what does this mean overall for the whole case? Should she come back and go, there's just no excuse for this. Obviously, we're going to see a later trial date. That's for sure. Could it possibly mean like Karen Reed has to start from the ground up with a whole new defense team?
Well, does Little, even though she's with that same firm, did she know about this? What about Lysit? Did he know about this? He's another pro bono. Remember, all these attorneys are pro bono, we found out.
Interesting.
I found that very interesting. So they're all pro bono. So that defense fund that she's raising under the guise of being for her attorneys, I still don't quite understand that. I don't want to digress too much, Tony.
No, but I'm curious about that, too. If you're raising money for something you're not even have to pay for.
Yeah, it specifically says for defense attorneys, and he specifically, Alan Jackson, said on camera, none of us are taking money. We're just doing this out of the goodness of our hearts because we are convicted to the cause. Words to that effect. So, that's what people need to know to me that are giving, because they've given over $600,000 so far. Toward the cause, that I see more going toward Botox and an expensive wardrobe. But nevertheless, back to your question. I mean, if she removes them, it will start all over. If she keeps them, you know, I see the trial progressing as it has. Remember, Judge Cannone wants this trial done. Mm-hmm. April 1st is the start date. But certainly if Alan Jackson is removed, I think that the defense is going to have a later start date. But Judge Cannone could say, listen, Miss Little has been on this case since the beginning.
Yeah.
So she's familiar with it. She knows she's been there every second. And if David Yannetti's on it, he's been there every second. And, you know, they have reinforcements now. So,
yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be unheard of for a trial to continue moving forward, even when the attorneys are kicked off. I mean, like we had with Delphi. There's just so many what ifs here of what could possibly happen with this case. And this is so much came out of seemingly nowhere with all the twists and turns. It really does make you wonder, you know, what are the next steps going to be in trying to defend Karen Reed, especially if you had a new defense counsel on there. Are they going to stick around with the same story that they've been peddling the whole time about the party and the beating and all of that? There's so many questions that are left to be answered.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, this is really in, you know, a lot of people say, well, see, Judge Cannone, she's not emotionally strong enough to handle this. Look at her reaction. Consider this, Tony. The literal affront, the punch in the face, the turning your back on somebody's credentials as a judge, thinking that they just really don't matter and you can say anything in their courtroom. Recall, he got caught in a bit of a fib earlier in the trial when it came to their dog expert. It was about who contacted who.
Mm-hmm.
And she caught him in a lie. He then backpedals. And then she says, no, that isn't what happened. And then he says, well, Judge, does it really matter who contacted who? Well, you know what, Alan Jackson? It matters that you weren't honest about who contacted who.
Yeah. Can the prosecution bring up this whole issue when the trial actually starts? I mean, is that up to the judge? Can they say, look, before this, they were kind of caught in this little conundrum and it looked a little dishonest? Or is this something that once, you know, the judge rules on it, it's said and done?
Once she rules, it's said and done. So it's not going to be something that, of course, a jury would ever be made privy mm-hmm. to. But I find it interesting what's going to happen to ARCA, because they were asked point blank, were you paid? No. Are you in a contract with them? No. You know, have you had discussions? No. And so I call that perjury. If indeed there's a signed contract, if they can show that the money was paid, cash, you know, checks were cashed, that it went to them. I'm for me as an expert witness, watching an expert witness say that and now seeing this, I know a lot of people have just brushed over that and don't seem worried about that. That's huge. And if I'm the judge, I say there is no way somebody who sat on the stand and perjured themselves is testifying in my courtroom.
No.
And they've done as an expert, by the way, if this proves to be true.
That's the thing, because we don't know. I mean, we hear the conversation about, let me know what retainer is and we can take care of it. Da, 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 da. So we know what the conversation was, but do we know if it was ever executed? I think that's the bigger question here.
Yeah, it's a huge question. Yeah. And to me, the dates are really not going to be that important from the standpoint of, it's going to be important to make sure they're not talking about trial two in mm-hmm. terms of a retainer agreement. But I can just tell you, when it comes to that money, you don't pay in advance. So I think it has to do with trial one.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.